forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, January 10th, 2008 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I almost said 2007, and you know what? I think I did that yesterday, and I did that a few days ago, but I don't feel so bad now because I was listening to John's show yesterday, and he did it twice, so I'm not alone, and he's the mentor, and if he can do it, I can do it. At any rate, listen, they're watching us, folks, all over the world. What happens with us during this election campaign? They're watching us under a microscope. Now, I mentioned to you the other day that in looking through the different countries that were listening to the broadcast, Riga, Latvia was listening. But I went back in yesterday, and I want to welcome those listeners in Hong Kong and in Estonia as well. Okay, so there's two more countries that have picked up on this. Again, you know, on my website, theamericanawakening.org, you can go in there and take a look at the poll. Worldwide, everybody has outvoted Ron Paul for president of the United States. He had more votes than all of the other candidates combined. But with that, I want to mention to you, at the bottom of the hour, I've got Bev Harris coming up. Now, she's been really, really, really busy. There seems to be a stink going on in New Hampshire. It looks like, yes, indeed, there is vote fraud. Now, last night I was listening to Rick Adams' show, and there was a caller that called in talking about a video clip that was put up by a caller, and it was a switched vote, and according to this document that he had, Ron Paul had just won that New Hampshire by a landslide, and I got really excited about it, a little bit mad, and I started firing off emails. I started making telephone calls, and then I talked to Bev Harris this morning. She tells me that it is most likely a hoax, so I had that up on my website. I immediately pulled it down. I want to apologize to the people that I did send it out to, including Mike Chambers, John Statmiller. I called him last night, Jim Kerwin, Christine, and I tell you that I am not going to talk about it because it looks like a hoax, but I am going to talk about this possible vote fraud going on here. But before I do, right after the break, I'm going to do that. And at the bottom of the hour, again, I've got Bev Harris coming up. She's really busy. I've only got her up for a segment or two. I've got Fred Smart on the line here. I guess he wants to get on for a quick comment. So let's go to Fred Smart. Fred, you with me? Hello, Fred.
Yes, thanks. This is it hasn't been announced yet, but Dennis Kucinich is filing for a recount in the state of New Hampshire as we speak. It'll hit the web. It'll hit the press release any minute now. And I put a key person in his campaign in touch with Ken Snyder and Lou Moore of Ron Paul's campaign, and the response from Ken Snyder is Ron Paul is thinking about it. He has not made his decision. Everybody needs to barrage the Ron Paul headquarters and demand that Ron Paul support a recount in New Hampshire. There is overwhelming evidence.
Fred, let me ask this question, showing off my naivety in the political process here. By Dennis Kucinich filing that, does that not mean that they have to do a total recount on both sides, or simply the Democratic side? How does that go?
They would consolidate the recount, and there's, I mean, Dennis is filing it not for his benefit, but for everyone to benefit.
And okay, I tell you what, we got to go to a break. Hang on with me just for a few minutes here. We'll continue this, Fred, and when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I want to touch on a couple of articles here. I'm getting emails. I'm getting telephone calls on this, folks, and we're right on top of it. I'll be back in three with Fred Smart's final comments. Stick with us. We got a good show today. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with Fred Smart on the line. Okay, Fred, go ahead, continue.
Okay, I was put in touch with a key advisor of Dennis Kucinich yesterday through a friend of mine here in the activist community in Chicago. The whole thing had just blown up within 24 hours of the New Hampshire results. People were finding anomalies, discrepancies, et cetera, and omissions, distortions, whatever. And now this thing has blown up to the point where MoveOn.org is now spreading a national, international petition to call for an immediate bill to go back to using paper ballots for the 2008 presidential election. Kucinich is minutes away from filing a press release on his press site today. He's flying to Michigan. He's going to make the announcement in Michigan later on today or tomorrow. But the filing has to be done no later than tomorrow. If you're going to file for a recount, tomorrow's the deadline.
So, okay, let me ask you this, Fred. Yep. Do you happen to have the contact number to get a hold of Ron Paul's campaign?
Yes, 703-248-9115. That's 703-248-9115. And if you'd like more details on this, go to this website. And all of these stories are breaking all over the Internet, but I've tried to consolidate on this blog at a website called VoteInSunshine.com. That's V-O-T-E-I-N, sunshine.com.
Okay, very good. Folks, it's time to let your fingers do the walking. All right, get on that phone, call 703-248-9115, and tell Ron Paul's campaign he needs a recount. It's, you know, and Fred, I'll tell you, and I know you agree with me when I say this, he cannot compromise this. He's got to stand up to the plate now. We've got to stop this, because if we do not stop this and stop this now, it's going to continue on, and they're going to blow him right out of the race.
Now, this is, you know, the more we are in touch with this issue, I call this, or we've been calling this, vote fraud issue. It's really vote integrity, and it is the alpha and the omega of just government in the world. If you do not have just, accurate, clean, fair votes, election procedures, our votes are being stolen, our voices are being stolen, we have nothing to stand on, we have nothing to stand for, and the whole system of elections becomes a cruel joke.
Well, I'll tell you, Fred, you know, it the people that are supporting Ron Paul, I mean, we deserve to have answers to this, because all of this money that's being poured into his campaign with the money bombs and so forth, if he does not stand up now and challenge these people, then the funds are going to dry up just
for the disappointment. They're going to dry up overnight. People are bailing ship as we speak, and Ron Paul better understand this is not about him. It's not about any one of the candidates. It's about a matter of a singular core principle, and that's the truth. And if he's not willing to put, he's got such an incredible name, such an incredible reputation. If he were to take this issue, and we've said this all along for months now since I've been involved in vote fraud, but if he were to shine the light on this single issue, and unfortunately, I think the left is going to grab this issue and claim it. It's not about left. It's not about right. But he needs to call Dennis Kucinich and say, I'll go to bat with you. And because we're planning a rally here tomorrow in front of Obama's headquarters. At least I'm going to be there. And I want other Ron Paul supporters here in Chicago to come down and chant and rally and wave signs for a recount of New Hampshire.
And not to mention the fact that on the other side of the line, even Barack Obama, it was stolen from him as well, for
Absolutely.
Crying out loud. I mean, you know, and the media has gone into overdrive.
I'm going to be cheering Barack Obama on tomorrow for a recount. Can you imagine waving a Ron Paul sign and cheering Barack Obama on for a recount?
I'll tell you what, there was a reversal of 10 to 13 points in the pre-polling deficit on Obama, and it's highly suspicious, and it smacks of vote fraud, Fred. I mean, again, we all have to come together, again, like we've done so many times before, folks. We need to step up to the plate. We need to put pressure on the Paul campaign. We need to get on the phone. We need to call that campaign headquarters, and I think that is a great idea to have Ron Paul call Dennis Kucinich and stand with him on this. Barack Obama as well. I mean, for crying out loud, it's not just Ron Paul. It's all of the candidates. It is truth in election, okay? And if they're going to do it to these guys, they'll do it to anybody. So, you know, it's not just a matter of, you know, you having a candidate like Ron Paul. If your vote is for Dennis Kucinich, if your vote is for Barack Obama, it's the same thing. Do you agree, Fred?
Yeah, absolutely. And a little FYI, I will post the number again on that VoteInSunshine.com website. But tonight, Bob Schultz is going to be on a national Ron Paul meetup call discussing the National Clean Elections lawsuit. And if for you guys who are not aware of, the Supreme Court last Friday denied the right to petition lawsuit. And that basically is telling the whole world, the Supreme Court is basically saying we don't have a republic, we have an administrative dictatorship, a tyranny of administrative elite dictators that are going to hide behind not only the vote fraud, but the monetary fraud and the judicial fraud, and that we have no right to redress our servant government.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got to address this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
When it comes to this vote issue, we have a very clear clarion call to redress. Everyone can understand when somebody steals your vote, when somebody messes around with your vote, your voice. I think when it comes to redress, we can shine the light of what redress really means by raising this issue up to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Fred, hold with me for a minute here. I want to go to John in New York. John, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. We've got Fred Smart on the line as well. What do you got for us,
John?
Well,
what I want to do is I've been telling everybody for years now to start putting up these micros, because once they take the Internet down, we're going to be screwed. The FMs are the only way you're going to pump out information to these people in the network, in the neighborhoods, because nobody in my area knows who even Ron Paul is. And Ron Paul needs to be more a little bit like Ross Perot, or have somebody that's his VP act as Ross Perot and get in these people's faces and start really getting mean and mad about the stealing of the elections. But with the micro FMs, if you even have a bunch of mobile ones, like 50 of them, going to areas where the next election is, and just have bumper stickers put on, you listen to what I'm listening to on your bumper sticker, and just pump out the message, you know, with these micros. If you put 50 in an area, you can saturate the place.
I got you. Okay, thanks. Now, I'll tell you what, John, we've got people that are working on that behind the scenes.
Well, the
okay.
problem I see, if you're looking at the mom, John was talking about the mom and pop buying those out, but by the time you get the FCC and the rulings and all that thing, the election's going to be over with. At Micro FM, you can put in the next day.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Very good. All right. Thanks for your input, John. He's got a good point. I mean, but time is of the essence here, Fred. I mean, we've got to do something about this particular issue now.
Yeah.
We can't wait till next week, next month, next
yep.
year. And Ron Paul has got to step up to the plate now, and he's got to do that for the principal. He's got to do that for all these people in the grassroots
yep.
that have supported him all along. He has raised more money on the Internet than any other candidate. Okay, and again, it doesn't just extend to him. It extends to
yep.
Dennis Kucinich, Barack Obama, because it shows us, by virtue of what these people are doing, that all they're doing is sitting behind closed doors laughing at us, because they've got the whole thing arranged ahead of time in every particular state, most likely. Do you agree, Fred?
I agree. And this issue, vote integrity, to take Barack Obama's script from his playbook, is the one issue that can bring everybody together. Vote integrity, that's the key issue. And anybody who doesn't stand up for that, especially after witnessing within 24 hours the fraud that we're witnessing in New Hampshire, and even elements of that in Iowa. There's a bunch of stuff coming out of Iowa about this right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, the only thing that concerns me about Obama is if he is already a player of the game and he knows what's going on, just like John Kerry did back in 2004.
Well, then you apply such pressure, such awareness, such verve and vigor and emotion that, like a blowtorch, you expose him. It's got to be done.
I'm with you, buddy. Okay. All right. Hey, anything else you got for us?
That's
Fred?
It. Thanks very
All
much.
Right.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for coming on. I wanted to cover these two articles real quick, some excerpts of these articles before I bring Bev Harris up. But I want to read from Paul Watson's article on InfoWars. The media has gone in, the mainstream corporate media, folks, has gone into overdrive trying to whitewash Hillary Clinton's inexplicable defeat of Barack Obama in the New Hampshire primary, and sideline questions about vote fraud, with the latest excuse being that Clinton's name appeared above Obama's on the ballot paper. Now, in reality, Clinton's reversal of a 10 to 13 point pre-polling deficit to Obama is highly suspicious and smacks of vote fraud, especially considering the fact that the New York senator gained a crucial 7% swing, thanks to the provable vulnerable diebold electronic voting machines. In addition, the head polling clerk in the town of Sutton was forced to admit that they completely failed to count 31 votes for Republican candidate Ron Paul, initially reporting his final tally as zero. And also, this is going on in other towns as well. Greenville, for one of them. There's more of them popping up, folks. The only mention in the establishment corporate-controlled press of potential vote fraud in relation to the Clinton-Obama discrepancy fraud came from CNN at about 5:06 a.m. this morning after the primary. All the pollsters are unlikely to have made the same mistake, so what could have happened? Something must have happened. That's a quote by political analyst Bill Schneider. Hillary's show of staged emotion, remember that when she was crying on TV, folks, is cited as a potential reason for the change. But at the time it happened, almost all pundits were in uniform agreement that Clinton tearing up only harmed her chances because it made her appear weak. Another excuse is that the voters experienced a sudden bout of involuntary racism when they entered the polling booth. Now, I'm cutting to the chase on this, folks, because I've got a lot going on and don't have a lot of time to do this. Schneider reluctantly moves on to the third and only plausible explanation, and that is, what do you think? Vote fraud. But now the establishment have dreamed up a new excuse to stop people asking questions about the whole fiasco, and that is Hillary Clinton won because her name was higher up on the ballot paper. Now remember, Hillary had to overturn a mammoth deficit of 10 to 13%, and that's a Zogby poll. Obama was leading 42 to 29 before the primary, folks. However, with Barack Obama showing little interest in contesting the decision, it appears that no proper investigation of what happened will take place, and Hillary will roll into Michigan safe with the knowledge that, as the appointed neocon establishment candidate, she has the full support of crooked diebold voting machines in her bid to steal the nomination, even though a growing number of Democrats are rejecting her pro-war, big government.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a few minutes left before I bring Bev Harris up from blackboxvoting.org. And how do you explain, folks, that Ron Paul came into an anti-war state with double-digit figures and wound up with, what, 8% of the vote? And that John McCain, who's a warmongering neocon, basically, turned around and won that state? Well, Here's a possible answer for you, and this one's from Steve Watson in InfoWars. It has been revealed that a high-ranking executive at the company, and that company is LHS Associates, that was contracted to program all of New Hampshire's Diebold voting machines, has a criminal record, and has previously defended the illegal act of, quote, swapping out memory cards for the machines during live elections. Now, Bev Harris reports that Ken Hajar, the marketing and sales director at LHS Associates, was arrested, indicted, and pleaded guilty to sale of CND, which evidently is controlled narcotic drugs, and sentenced to 12 months in the Rockingham County Correctional Facility and fined $2,000. Now, LHS Associates is a private company that counted over four-fifths of the New Hampshire vote with no oversight whatsoever and also holds Diebold contracts for Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont. Harris exclusively revealed, and she's going to talk about this when she comes up, some of the details on the Alex Jones show yesterday, and she was on today, and I heard it, folks, and she'll be on my show in just a few minutes, and she's still awaiting triple confirmation on the information, and she's got the confirmation because I've seen it now. This man was indicted and convicted. Let's tune down here. They program every single voting machine in New Hampshire, Connecticut, and almost all of Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine. But did state officials in five New England states ever do a criminal background check on this company's executive? Do the laws of these five states even allow them to hire convicted criminals for services paid for by the state? And what about over 500 local towns and municipalities? The story becomes even more compelling given comments made by Ken Hajar himself in a recent interview as he revealed that he totes memory cards around in the trunk of his car. And he defends the concept of swapping out memory cards during live elections. This is absolutely unbelievable, folks. Other LHF staff members we spoke with, including Mike Carlson and Tom Burge, provided similar comments. They said they would open machines up during an election and swap the memory cards as needed. Now, this is illegal under Connecticut law, and Deputy Secretary Mara told us that she has since confirmed LHS that such actions were in violation of Connecticut election laws. In 2006, as Hajar argued in favor of their policy to change cards during elections, I asked him about the laws which govern chain of custody issues, and his response was, well, I mean, I don't pay attention to every little law. It's just, it's up to the registrars. We are all in support of an organization on election day. What? He doesn't pay attention to every little law. Well, I guess that's because he's a felon. That's because he's done time. He doesn't pay attention to the laws, but one time he got caught. Hopefully he's going to get caught again, folks, because Bev Harris is going down the rabbit hole on this one. I'll tell you what, and we're like a bulldog on the tail with it. We're not going to let up on this. And again, I want your fingers to do the walking here, folks. I want you to call the Ron Paul campaign, 703-248-9115, because I'm going to tell you something right now. If indeed the Ron Paul campaign lets this go, if they ignore it, if they compromise on this, and if they go with the status quo whose quote was, well, we just need to move forward. Move forward to what? Move forward to more corruption, more fraud, more vote tossing, more vote fraud, and more throwing our votes away, for crying out loud. And again, I'm not just speaking for Ron Paul. I'm speaking for all those people out there. Sean Penn for one of them, okay, that want Dennis Kucinich elected. Barack Obama, who I don't know, maybe he already knows what's going on, but this man obviously got screwed. Now, if he's another John Kerry, he doesn't care. He already knew it. They primed him for it, and he's not going to do anything about it. So I guess we're going to find out from Barack Obama exactly which side he's on, aren't we? Because, folks, I know and I have ultimate confidence in you. You're not going to give up on this. And then I've got another article here by who all but one of my favorites, DV Kidd, newswithviews.com. And she goes into elaborate detail. I would encourage all of you. I'm going to post this up on my website. But I encourage all of you to go into newswithviews.com and read DV's latest article on this as far as the vote fraud. She's been covering this, I believe, since 1993. And she's been a victim of it as well. And if we don't put a stop to this right now, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but for the benefit of the new listeners, if we don't put a stop to this and put a stop to this right now, we can forget about Ron Paul. The Dennis Kucinich supporters can forget about Dennis Kucinich, okay? And I can tell you, I can make a prediction to you right now who we're going to see on the ticket on both sides of the line, and that's going to be Hillary Clinton and either McCain or Giuliani. How much do you want to bet? Place your bets right now. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's sad because, you know, all of this effort that we've gone to, all of this money, and it's been grassroots, and Ron Paul admits it, folks, that it's been put up to the tune of $20+ million for this campaign, okay? And all of, you know, some of these people have dug in their pockets. Some of the people have sold their cars, sold their boats, okay? They've got on the bat. Some people have quit their jobs to go out and knock doors for this guy, okay? And if indeed this is, if his campaign lets us down now, when we are the grassroots, we are the people's voice, we are the people that are talking, okay, then I have a question for you. And I'm going to open up the phone lines in the second hour. What do you think Ron Paul should do? Do you think that he should get on the phone right now and do the same thing Dennis Kucinich is doing? Do you think he should continue with his campaign? Do you think he should go independent? Do you think it's time for him to just go independent? Or number three, do you think he should just take the money, start running commercials, and oppose and expose these people for who they really are? We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I've got Bev Harris coming up. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And folks, again, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a Republican or Democrat. For crying out loud, you know, there's hanky-panky going on here. Bev Harris, are you on the line with me?
I'm here, yes.
Bev, how big of a rat do you smell in New Hampshire as far as this vote fraud?
Well, we have red flags that need to be dealt with, and until we have all the data in, we don't have all the data in.
Did you know that I just got a report here that Dennis Kucinich announced that he was going to challenge the vote. He's demanding a recount. Were you aware of that?
I have mixed feelings about that, but we don't participate with the campaign, so I wouldn't really have any more information than what comes across as rumors in my email.
Okay, well, from your professional position here, I mean, Barack Obama went into New Hampshire in the polling with a 10 to 13 point spread. Don't you find it highly unusual that there was that large of a swing and Hillary came up the winner in that campaign?
Well, you asked for my expertise, and it's not in statistics or polling. My expertise is more in the area of election procedures and so forth. So I really can't speak to polling differences and so forth. My concerns have to do with procedural issues.
Okay, and I am not an expert on the procedural issues, but as I look at this, and I look at the swing, New Hampshire is basically, from, you know, my estimation, an anti-war state. And so it just, you know, a red flag goes up when I see John McCain the winner. Ron Paul went into that, to New Hampshire, with, I believe, 13 to 14%, and wound up with 8%. So, you know, I've gotten several emails, several calls from listeners. Everybody's feeling the same way about this. There's something, you know, rotten in Denmark here. But then I'm looking at another article that came out that I'm noticing that this there's a gentleman that is, I guess he's the high-ranking executive of the LHS Associates.
Correct.
Who has been convicted of the sale of narcotic drugs. And he's the guy that's running
this. He's been convicted of on the rap sheet it says sale of C and D. I guess it could be candy, but it says a sale of C and D. However, he did get a one-year sentence, so I assume it wasn't candy. I want to be precise, though.
Yeah, I was going to say it has to be a controlled substance of some kind, because you don't go to jail for selling candy. But at any rate,
well, at any rate, it's not a good thing that he was arrested, is it?
Right. But another question I have for you here is, you know, your friend D.V. Kidd, she just posted an article about this, and what I found fascinating.
My friend D.V. Kidd.
She gives you accolades in her article.
Wait, the web's a big place.
Okay.
I have absolutely. I don't mean to disrespect her. I just am not familiar with her.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, she's got an article in here. By the way, she speaks highly of you. Let's see. What I'm curious about is that as you watch this and the mainstream corporate media announces that John McCain's a winner or that Hillary Clinton's a winner, how can they announce the winner, you know, 4, 5, 6, 10 hours before they have the vote count in?
They shouldn't be doing that at all. That is an area that they definitely should not be doing. I can tell you that when I spoke with the Republican Party of Iowa, and I'll tell you exactly what the fellow said. His name's Chad Olson, and I asked him about that, and he said, you know, they had less than 1% of the vote in. They had only 1,500 votes in out of however many there was, 200,000. And he was shocked to walk by CNN and see that they had announced the winner and said that they had 40% in. I don't know what to say about that other than it seems extremely inappropriate. And I think, but I saw other things that were inappropriate as well on the media coverage of this. So those are, I'm actually wanting to get a CD of someone who's taken the original coverage of it. So we'll see what happens with that. That's one of the threads that we're continuing to follow.
Right. Well, it seems that mainstream media wants to basically just sweep this under the rug because there was one announcement of it this morning at about 5 o'clock in the morning by Bill Schneider, and even according to him, you know, he says all the pollsters are unlikely to have made the same mistake. So what could have happened? Something must have happened, and we know now that we're getting reports out of New Hampshire that you know, people are coming forward and saying what? What? I voted for Ron Paul, yet in these specific counties, they're saying that there were no votes for Ron Paul.
Yeah, those are the kind of anomalies that our organization looks into. There was at least two places. Now remember, it doesn't do counties in New Hampshire. It does townships. And so for the town of Sutton had 0 votes, and then they had 35 votes. But they reported 0 votes to the media, 31 votes. And then the actual total was 31, and they said that they had not recorded it correctly, but that is not an acceptable answer by any means. In New Hampshire, when they report their results, they have a reconciliation form in which they have to write down how many voters came in and total them all up and make sure that the numbers balance. So to simply say, and it only had about 270 votes in the whole place, right? So it was a large error percentage-wise. And to simply say we wrote it down wrong is just not sufficient. That becomes a little bit more of a concern when we now see that the town of Greenville had reported 0 votes for Ron Paul and now has 25 listed. Those kinds of things are a concern, especially in those little hand count towns, because the old-fashioned method of rigging a hand count vote involved counting everything in public, and everybody had a real feel-good moment, and then they would just write the wrong number on the sheet. So that is something that it will be very interesting, and I know people are tracking this that I collaborate with. it'll be very interesting to actually take all of the original numbers and compare them with all of the final numbers and see how many races. It's unusual to me that you would have, it's not terribly unusual that there would be an error, but it is unusual to me that you'd have the same error in the same race.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you feel, in your opinion, that Dennis Kucinich or Ron Paul or Barack Obama should step up to the plate and demand a recount?
I think they need to be... I'm not involved with their campaign, so I don't know what the thinking is for their situation. But as far as whether the... It would be nice to have a recount in order to know for sure whether the thing was correct. There's a couple of problems with that, and I'm not quite... I kind of six of one and half a dozen of the other. There's advantage, pros and cons. If you do a recount in New Hampshire, there is a problem in that the citizens of New Hampshire don't have very much control or access to even watch the chain of custody of those ballots. And there are some problems, in my opinion, in the chain of custody of the recount ballots. And since there's a huge, huge incentive to make sure that that recount would match, I mean, if the, you know, the whole state election system would sort of topple if it didn't match, and it would have all these huge reverberations around the world. So it's not like they would, it's not like the local dog catcher race. They would certainly want to make sure, somebody would certainly want to make sure that it matches. And then, so when you get into that situation, you have to get some other answers before, because one thing you don't want, let's say that the red flags were indicative that there might have been something going on. What you really don't want is to have everybody do a recount and it comes out perfectly, but it shouldn't have come out perfectly. We still don't even know what company prints the ballots for New Hampshire, and that's relevant. I'm finding out, this is all on, you know, getting more information as we go. But that's relevant because the ballot printing plant in Washington State, which does ballots for half the United States just about, I had employees from them come to me and provide me with financial spreadsheets, which shows that they were printing 25% extra ballots and not delivering them unless needed, presumably, which kept the ballots off the books but had kind of a plan B set of ballots. In Ohio, in Claremont County, a wonderful researcher by the name of Richard Hayes Phillips has documented that Claremont County took delivery of 10,000 ballots and kept them off the books. So one of the things that, you know, if I was going to be looking at doing a recount, first thing I'd do is find out what company it is and look into that company and see, because the one in Washington State was run by a convicted felon again. And the guy had been 4 years in prison, comes out and runs the ballot plant. I would want to know, because I would want to know if there's a stash of ballots sitting in that place, because there are private companies that you can't even ask.
Wait a minute. The guy in Washington was a convicted felon as well?
Yes.
I mean, what do they have? Do they have some kind of a resume that you cannot get a job there unless you're a convicted felon? What?
Well, it is amazing the number of people in the elections industry who have either been to prison or been indicted or told that they have to step down or they'll be indicted. It's not funny, but it's amazing. I've lost count. There's so many. But, yes, the ballot printer in Washington was convicted of narcotics trafficking. His name's John Elder. We have his prison record on our website. And then the ballot printer in Ohio, we know, we know that the county took delivery on ballots without really accounting for them. So the issue here in New Hampshire would be, I would just have a lot of questions that I would want to see answered in making that choice as to whether it would be helpful or harmful to do a recount. Because if you have all the ballots, as I believe they have, come from all these 240 different little towns and go into one central location, question one is, who's in charge of chain of custody and... that, you know, if there's a problem with there, if there's a problem
question,
with the pipeline narrows,
question two
you
is
don't
how many felons
charge.
Are at the prime location at the ending location, right?
What did you say?
I said the question two would be how many felons are in charge of the ending location.
I doubt that there'd be any in charge of the ending location because I'm sure the ending location is with the Secretary of State's office. However,
okay.
That doesn't mean that the, and I like Bill Gardner. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. Some wonderful people in the Secretary of State's office. But that doesn't mean that the Secretary of State himself is standing guard over the ballots. That's the issue. And by the way, when Black Box Voting has done public records requests and looked at the actual chain of custody documents for ballot vaults, for example, we rarely find that the chain of custody is intact. So the whole thing with ballots is if you have something that's this high stakes of a race is, you know, the procedures and the devil's in the details. You know, in Ohio, they did a hand recount of 3%. The spot check ones are particularly vulnerable. And two election officials, Black Box Voting's associate director at the time, Kathleen Wynn, caught them on videotape admitting that they had actually counted the ballots in secret first to make sure they would match or selected things that would match or whatever. They were sentenced to 18 months in prison eventually for rigging the recount. But so the devil's in the details on these things. And frankly, if I thought a recount was a good idea, but I didn't have control of chain of custody or a way to really secure that, I would say don't do it.
Okay, so what would be the solution? I mean, in my mind, the only thing you can do is to indeed then do what the status quo says and move forward and then just show up down there in mass and make sure that every part of the process is overseen by somebody who, you know, has an interest, an honest interest in seeing the vote counted properly. Is that even possible?
Well, I'm not sure how you do that. Show up down where?
Where's the next one? North Carolina or
South Carolina. Oh, well, South Carolina is a whole different matter. You see, South Carolina has paperless touchscreens just about statewide. And that means
goody.
There's a good luck. That's the kind of place where no questions need to be asked because there's not going to be any information for anyone.
And
I hate to be glib about this, but frankly, I've been writing tough-minded, provably correct stories on this since 2002. I actually know for a fact that the Secretary of State of New Hampshire and the Assistant Secretary of State were personally apprised, including by the gentleman from Finland, Harry Hursti, who hacked the system used in New Hampshire, basically, although he hacked it in Florida, on an HBO special. Even the guy who runs this company, LHS Associates, that does all of the memory card programming, he even admitted that, yes, that's correct, it had been hacked. The Secretary of State in New Hampshire has admitted to me that they took no steps to secure the system, and they didn't do any of the upgrades that the other states have done on that system to try to make it more secure. So it's frustrating for many of us citizens when we know they have the information and they chose not to take action. And so, yes, there's doubts that have been cast on it. New Hampshire wanted to be first in the nation. It was really important to them. Well, guess what? If you don't run a credible process and you don't put the safeguards in, you don't deserve that honor next time. And I think maybe, because we may not be able to find out what really happened, maybe the best thing to do would be to pull the first in the nation status from New Hampshire and say, you don't get to do this again. There's no reason to have all these eyes on you if you can't run a process that's got integrity.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have a lot of listeners, Bev, who had contributed to the Ron Paul campaign. They're Ron Paul supporters, and they're very frustrated because all of this grassroots endeavors that they've been doing, and I mean they've been going out and passing out cards, talking to people, sending money in on the money bomb and so forth, and it doesn't matter how much money comes in there, if these people that are counting the votes are doing it, if they're felons and they're doing it illegally, or they're losing votes, or they're stacking the deck, if you will, then it wouldn't matter how many millions of dollars that were collected. And it doesn't. And I'm not just talking about the Ron Paul campaign, even with Dennis Kucinich. I find it fascinating that Barack Obama had a 10-13 point spread, went in there and lost to Hillary Clinton. I mean, this whole thing just doesn't add up. And of course, I'm a conspiracy theorist anyway, I'm smelling a rat here in so many different areas,
I think a way to say it, other than saying conspiracy theorist, which has negative connotations, is to say that there are red flags there such that you can't really say that you have integrity in the process. And I didn't even get into all the red flags, besides the fact that there were no votes and then there were votes and there were a convicted guy doing this stuff. There was another issue that had me concerned, and that is that there was a number, about 20%, I think it was, of jurisdictions that submitted their results late. In other words, the polls closed at 7 or 8, and it was 3 or 4 hours before they could come up with results. And remember that in New Hampshire, they're all very small jurisdictions. You don't have these 2 million person jurisdictions like you do in California. These are like 5,000 people, right? So they submitted them late. And so I would have expected, because New Hampshire has a lot of hand count locations, that those would be the people who were hand counting the ballots. That would make sense. They're sitting around hand counting the ballots. But what concerned me is, no, those were the voting machine locations. Now, I've seen a lot of elections on this voting system, and basically it takes about 20 minutes to shut down the poll. You push a button, the ticker tape comes out, you're done. You may have to do a few bookkeeping items, like fill out the reconciliation form. But to not submit voting machine results for 4 hours in lots of locations is a red flag. Now, I feel uncomfortable when people say there's fraud. No, it's not fraud. It's a red flag. And then what you need to do is look and see if there's discrepancies in those areas. There was a discrepancy in that I noticed right off the bat in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me rephrase that. I'm a conspiracy theorist in this particular regard with this vote count. Listen, can you hang with me for a few more minutes? Okay. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening with Bev Harris, my guest. She's very busy. We've got a few minutes left with her, folks. We'll be right back with a couple more comments from Bev, and then we'll open up the phone lines. See you in three.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up to the top of the hour. Got Bev for just a few more minutes. Bev, would you agree with me that we have to move on this in whatever capacity that we're going to do quickly, because you know, time is of the essence here. And in the past, we've found that, you know, we uncover this stuff after it's too late. So,
In order to move quickly, unfortunately, we don't hold the cards. Now, you're saying that the candidates hold some cards. They can move quickly. But it's not going to do them any good if the chain of custody is a problem with those ballots, because then all they get is somebody that says, yep, we told you so. And it was, again, through a bunch more black holes and stuff. You don't want that. So you have to make sure that if you're going to check up on it that way, that you have control of the processes to make sure that you're on a level playing field. I was going to mention before we left, there are, among the other anomalies, Manchester had 22% of people who supposedly came in and voted for other in the Democratic race. Now, I'm not a statistics person, but those kinds of things obviously jump out. It's clearly an anomaly. Who was this other person who was so popular? Beat quite a few candidates, in fact. So, you know, there are real issues. There may be ways to get to the bottom of them, but I don't think we have the answers yet to know how much we can get to the bottom of them. The next step has to be to find out who the ballot printing firm is and what the procedures are and whether they really are going to be able to get a fair recount if they do that.
And how difficult is that to do, Bev?
I think it could be done fairly quickly, you know, but those are the kinds of questions that need to be asked. And typically, if whether a system is on the right track or not, you get a lot of wonderful answers, but you have to check and make sure that those answers are correct. I would want to know every single person by name who has had any kind of access during the chain of custody to the ballots, because during a recount, the big risk there is a substitution of ballots, of course.
Right. But when you go down that road, if indeed there is, you know, red flag hanky-panky going on or whatever, then they're going to make that – they're going to throw every stumbling block in the way that they can.
Of course. Of course they will. Yeah. But you don't want to fall into the traps, and it could be a trap. I think that they trapped Nader back in 2004. You know, they said, oh, rush up here, and then they told him which precincts to count, and they told him these bogus precincts that didn't make any kind of sense. You know, and he went up there and did it, and then they said, see, it worked. Everything was fine. Well, that's not what you want. You know, you have to, if you're going to go up there, you have to be very cagey about making sure that what you're looking to find out as an answer is something that's going to be conclusive.
So really, I mean, to have my listening audience get on the telephone, call the Ron Paul campaign and say, hey, we demand that you give a recount right now, would you say that that's not a good idea?
It's a very good idea for them to say, we demand that you get answers to these questions.
Okay, so
I think we have to have answers, and I would like to see those answers vetted out within the next 48 hours. And in fact, people who have been calling me asking what they can do, I've been giving them little jobs to do. Like, well, here's a man, and I'd like you to call him and find out the name of the ballot printer. First answer they got, by the way, was, oh, the state prints them. No, the state does not print them. The state pays an invoice. What is the name of the company? It's so interesting with these companies. When we published the fact that, you know, this guy had a criminal record that was doing the programming and so forth, the first thing the company did was take the names of the people off the website. Now I wonder about the other people.
What a surprise. Yeah, but we have a timeline here for them to file for a recount. I think it has to be done by... Yeah, okay.
Well, they're in
a position
with some clout. They can ask for answers right now.
All right. Well, thank you. I know you're a busy lady. I thank you so much for spending time with us and sharing your insightful knowledge with us, Bev. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Okay, folks, top of the hour coming up. Bev Harris, boy, I'll tell you, you know, I would love to have more time to ask her a lot more questions about this, because I'm the first to admit, I'm not an expert when it comes to this. I leave these kind of topics for the people that have been in it more, but with all of this going on, the emails I got, I wanted to touch on this issue and get somebody up that could talk a little more intelligently about it. But anyway, we'll be back in two. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll open up the phone lines for your comments at 800-313-9443. Stick with me, second hour coming up.
Since 19...